Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. Patreon go and support. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name's Hunter. I go by the stage name Hunty. I'm a DJ producer here from Edmonton. Very excited to be seeing you once again. It's good to see you. It's been about a year since we've seen each other.
Yep.
Lots going on, though. Holy man. It's been a crazy last year and a half. It's been really good.
Yeah. So tonight, speaking of really good, we're going to one of your shows and you've moved up the lineup, to say the least.
Yeah.
So can you explain what that's all about?
Well, tonight I'll be playing my first direct support slot for like a single headliner show. So, you know, direct support is right before the headliner. It's pretty cool to be able to be playing this slot. I haven't done it before. I've played direct support for headliners before.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, double, triple headliner shows are... they're earlier slots. People aren't really showing up that early to support unless, you know, they're close friends or anything of the like.
And that's right.
And now I'll have a pretty well sold out crowd to play some new music for tonight. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
It's truly a blessing, honestly.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's been a lot of hours. It's been a lot of work, but it all comes to a head tonight. It kind of feels weird, right? You know, you've been looking forward to something for so long and then... Now that the day is finally here, you almost don't want it to end.
But,
I'm really excited. It's been a crazy last year or two here in the city, and working with music, working with just life has been crazy.
Yeah. So what do you think is the reason? Like, literally, it's almost been a year to the date since last time we sat down.
Yeah.
So what do you think you've done this year to progress yourself to where you started last year to where you find yourself tonight?
Well, it's immersion into the scene, it's consistency, but all of it is connection, man.
Like, right.
You know, you meet the right people, they see what you're doing and they enjoy what you're doing and they kind of help you out as well.
Right.
So I've recently started working with the venue Temple Ballroom in Edmonton, and the guys there have been absolutely awesome to me. I've been promoting events for them, selling their tickets. They've given me some really good slots. I played Mode Step 2 weeks ago with a good friend of mine, and then tonight we're doing the Phase One show, and in September, celebrating my birthday, we're doing another show. I can't say anything about that yet, but we're bringing a very close friend of mine in from BC to play with me, and I'm really stoked about it. Like, the future's nice.
Yeah.
Future looks good.
Yeah, good, man. So you said something earlier before we started filming that tonight's set list, you just have put it up. It's all brand new for the most part. How do you come up with new tracks, new fades? Like, how are you getting all of that every time you're going to a new show?
Well, it mostly comes from practice.
Yeah.
You know, I got these guys right here. So you put the time in with them and it will reward you.
Yeah.
I just played a show 2 weeks ago. I don't like playing the same stuff in that small amount of time.
Right.
Of course, there's going to be songs that you play every set, but you got to play them differently. You got to cater to the artist that you're playing for as well. Like, I'm playing for an artist called Blank in August at Midway. And Blank is one of my favorites. Like, me and my friend Eric went to see him in January in Calgary.
Yeah.
It was amazing. He was so diverse. He was so all over the place with his genres. So with that set, that's what I'm trying to build that vibe for. Of course, Phase One tonight, he's a metalhead.
Right.
He just started a brand new label for dubstep metal fusion tracks. And you know, I'm very much trying to bring that vibe tonight. Very rage, very hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And so, is that like common courtesy in your guys' field? Like, to listen to who you're performing with so you're kind of on the same page? Or is that something that you feel like helps you do your job better?
I feel like it helps me do my job better.
Okay.
Because you have to, you know, people are coming into the building and they have expectations.
Right.
So you want to give them what they came to see, basically what they paid for. You know, people are paying money for these tickets, people are coming out to enjoy the night.
Yeah,
give them what they want.
Yeah.
That's, I always say, the music that I write is for myself, the live sets I play are for the people who come to watch.
Okay. No, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that. Like, I just would have figured, okay, this is my style, this is what I'm going in, this is what I sound like. But it would make a lot more sense if you do have a headliner and you know what their people are coming to see.
Yeah.
You're only going to be more popular with the crowd if you cater to them a little bit.
Exactly. And, you know, don't try to outshine them. Yeah. Of course, don't play their music.
Right.
Right. But I want to keep that same vibe, especially if I'm playing right before him. I don't want to go insanely hard. I want to keep the breaks and have, you know, nice moments where you can give your friend a hug and sing along to a song. But I want to keep the energy up.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
want people to be excited for what's to come right after me.
Yeah. And I'm excited.
Oh, I can't wait.
The last few concerts I've went to, and we're not going to go into the names of them because of what I'm about to say, I have been more impressed and pumped up for your slot. And I almost feel bad for the last one because, like, the guy before just, like, blows it out of the water. And I'm like, yeah. I'm just like, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. And so when Tanner told me you were in that slot, I was like, oh, I'm totally looking forward to this.
I'm really excited to be in the direct support slot.
Yeah.
It's obviously big shoes to fill, but
yeah, man.
I feel like I'm ready. And I'm definitely have put the prep work into this. This is probably one of the most prepared sets I've ever done.
Yeah.
Just because I want it to be perfect. Yeah. I want it to be smasher. I want it to be, you know, I want it to a lot of emotions. I want to, you know, have some parts where you're jumping up and having fun. I want to have it all.
Nice.
I'm trying to have it all while still maintaining that metal feel
right.
to stay true to the headlining artist.
Yeah. So me and Tanner, we call it the studio. Before we had the studio, we had the greenhouse.
Yeah.
Because, like, we film in different places. This is your spot. Like, what do you call your spot?
Well, this is a beat lab right here.
Okay.
Well, you know, I've got two. I've got this. This is where I DJ. This is where I practice for shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then upstairs, I've got the room where I make the music.
Okay.
I've got my computer up there. I've got speakers that are more tailored so I can hear the finer details.
Right.
So if I'm making the music, you need to have that. But down here, I've just got a big sub right there. I've got two big speakers.
Yeah.
I don't care. This is my FU room,
speak. Yeah, it's sweet, man.
I love it.
It's a spot.
And it's really my kind of safe space. You know, if I'm having a bad day, I can come down here and play music, have fun. Nothing makes me smile more than
there
music,
you go.
Man.
Now, you just touched on something that I was watching a YouTube video about, is regarding sound. In regards to listening to sound through a speaker versus listening sound through headphones. And so in your world, you're doing both. But you just said upstairs when you're, like, making it, you want the speakers to have a different feel. Explain that concept to me.
So it's just the quality of the speaker.
Okay.
So, you know, these are studio monitor speakers that I have upstairs. Mm. These are like a PA quality. These are loudspeakers.
Yeah.
That's what these are for, right? The studio monitors, they have, actually the ones that I have a ribbon tweeter in it. So the high ends are very defined, the higher frequencies. You can really tell if a sound is too harsh very quickly on those, and then it'll translate to a bigger system. Like, if it sounds bad on those, it's going to sound bad on a big system when you blow it up, right?
Right.
And that's more what it's about. You can't be damaging people's ears. Well, people need to wear earplugs when you go to shows. Everybody wear earplugs when you go to a show.
Yeah.
But you got to be conscious of those things.
That's right. Interesting. And so when it comes to headphones, would you ever recommend, like, are you able to just listen? No. Headphones, like, when you're listening to your music.
When you're just listening.
Personally, like, here.
Like,
and you're trying to think. Or does it not? Because you can't. That's the thing. When you're listening to headphones, you can't feel it. You can hear it well. But you're not, like, feeling that music.
No, well, there are things you can buy, like a sub pack is one. It's like a backpack, but it's like a sub and you can feel the bass.
Okay.
They're the coolest thing in the world.
Okay.
They're very expensive.
Yeah.
But they're so cool.
Yeah.
One of my friends produces with one of those, and he says it's, like, the best thing that he's ever got.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, headphones, if you want them for just enjoying music, or if you're trying to, you know, maybe you live in an apartment building and you got to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
There's different kinds of headphones
right.
for every application, right?
That's right.
Well, I've gone through 3-4 pairs of DJ headphones now, and I've finally settled on ones I like versus the ones that I used to have. Now that I'm looking back, I'm like, they weren't very good for DJing.
Right.
I can still use these ones for production. I don't like to. I like to have the actual reference in the speakers.
Yeah.
If you have a good speaker. And then, of course, you know, I've got a home theater system upstairs. I've got lots of reference points. when making a track, because if you're making a song, you want it to sound good on every medium there is, whether it's somebody listening on their phone, whether, you know, it's somebody in their car.
Yeah.
You got to test it out on all of those mediums, or you never know if you have an issue.
Wow. I would have never have thought about that.
Yeah, so like I listen, if I'm, before I put a song out, I listen to it on my ear pods, I listen to it on my headphones here.
Right.
I listen to it on my soundbar upstairs, I listen to it on these speakers, my studio speakers. I listen to it in probably 5 or 6 different places before,
Then
if I'm happy with it, okay, then we're good.
So the quality control is definitely across different platforms, so no matter where you are, it's going to sound excellent. And so if it's not sounding good on one of those platforms, made, like, let's say you're in your car and you're like, man, this, that note or whatever doesn't sound good here, how do you go back? And are you like, I'm a pen and paper guy, so like, I'm always like writing down, how are you remembering, are you pausing saying, oh, minute 15:05, that was off, let me tweak that?
Well, the nice thing about SoundCloud is you can upload private links, and then, you know, I can go and I can even comment on my own song, and I can be like, change this, or you know, you have monitoring plugins when you're making music, so you can look at the actual whole spectrum, and you can be like, oh, you have a spike here, maybe it's, you know, 1200 hertz,
right?
Something like that, and that's where you can go and then you can fine tune the EQing on it. There's a lot more that goes into it than people think.
No doubt.
I'm still constantly learning. I don't think I'll ever be complacent.
Yeah.
Any person that gets complacent in this kind of stuff is just lazy.
Yeah.
In my eyes.
That's like...
If you stop learning, then you stop having fun.
Right. Yeah. Fascinating. That's why I love doing this show, just because I would have never have thought about that level of work and quality control that would go into making a track.
Oh, it's astronomical. Like, I still don't finish my own music. I still send it off to somebody who has better trained ears than I.
Right.
To even finish music.
Right. Fantastic. Very cool. So, today's the big day. What was your routine today?
I have my rituals.
That's right.
Today kind of veered off of those usual rituals. I was actually supposed to work today. I decided to book the day off and go golfing out in Tofield, which is about an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
So got up early, drove to the golf course, shot 18 with a few buddies, and just got home. My barber came here and gave me a haircut. Haircuts always before shows. Gotta look fresh.
Gotta look fresh.
Now I had a little nap. You guys showed up, and then we eat some pizza, have a practice session, and head to the show.
Okay.
Pretty much about it.
Nice. Let's talk about the pizza. What kind of pizza are we getting here?
It has to be a Panago pepperoni pizza and jalapeno ranch dip.
Okay.
It has to. That's the ritz. It's rituals, right? It's tradition.
That's awesome.
It has to be that.
Now, we've gone to a few shows now as fans, right? So I'm thinking, we've never been behind. I don't want to be behind. I like going as a fan.
Yeah.
When you're behind, though, and you're performing, are you coming out and are you looking? Are you backstage, like, preparing mentally, maybe even with your gear? Like, what does the behind the scenes look like when the show's actually going? Because they start early and go late.
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on the layout of the venue as well.
Yeah.
So Temple... whereas when I used to play at Union Hall, the green room is like right behind the stage.
Mm.
So you can just go back there and you can sit. I have actually never been inside Temple's green room.
Yeah.
I put my stuff up on the stage. I, you know, plug my, well, I'm using SD cards now. I used to use USBs. I started using SD cards now.
Yeah.
And they work a little better. So I plug those in, make sure they work usually, but now I don't really have the worry because I have the equipment here. This is the same thing that they use at the venue.
Right.
So now I just pretty much show up, put my stuff on the stage, hang out, you know, walk around, say hi to everybody, and then I'll go and give her.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'm on earlier, right? So I show up right when the doors open. I mean, tonight I'll probably show up like an hour after they open and support my friends that are playing still tonight as well. I've got the two sets before me. I've got 4 good homies playing and... Gotta go represent and, you know, let them know that I'm there to support them as well.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm just excited for this whole night. It's gonna be a blast.
Yeah. No, we're all excited for you. We're happy to be a part of it, that's for sure. So listen, we're out of time.
Yep.
Shows are tight. You got places to be. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, a big shout out to my friends Cam and Ross, Cerberus and R Biggs. Those guys have helped me so much with the music. production-wise. And then, of course, you know, I have my friends Brennan and Lucas, and they're booking me for these shows. And then without them, I really wouldn't have a place to stand. So I appreciate those four guys. They've done so much for me in the past couple of years. It's insane. Love you guys.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. For everybody at home, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.